Becky.
And I'm Madeline.
And this is
The Sis List.
For any first timers, we're the hosts of your new favorite pop culture podcast based in Los Angeles, California, and we have new episodes every Wednesday.
That is the truth. And this is The Sis List 86.
Who's got
what it takes to be my guy?
Can you tell that I was watching Camp Rock during lunch?
I can, and I'm jealous.
That movie never fails to leave me speechless.
Honestly, it never fails, and Camp Rock 2 also never fails. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, something that I was really fixated on during lunch is how, I'm sorry, her mom.
Who, Mitchie?
Mitchie's fake mom.
Works, you mean the mom
that
from...
works at... No, she says that her mom works for Hot Tunes in China. Like, it kills me.
But the mom from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes, which it's just amazing how they're all intertwined.
Are they like, okay, that mom has had quite the career.
She's iconic. So yeah, I guess if we're going to speak about like Disney Channel.
Or anything.
I know. Something else that happened over the weekend was the MTV movie and TV Awards.
Yes.
Which
is a new name.
Is a new name, unnecessary.
It makes me feel like my tongue is going to fall out when I say it.
I mention it because Vanessa Hudgens obviously hosted, since she's the only person working in Hollywood right now.
It's so crazy. I feel like we're going to get like some big casting news or something from her.
I know. Also, rewind. How you just said you think your tongue is going to fall out. Like, that just brings it back to the Hunger Games, if you like remember that.
No, I don't.
But
I
don't.
And I don't have any idea what you're talking about. And I can't believe it's like week three of us talking about the Hunger Games when I just don't know why we're talking about
it. Look at this.
What?
I am not kidding. 20 times over the weekend, Ryan asked me if I'd heard about the new prequel. Like,
you're like, yeah, have you listened to the podcast?
I was like, it's all we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks on The Sis List, to the point where like I really think we should just watch the movies.
I would take one for the team and do it.
I think that we should, like, it's for the last.
Can we watch it together on your new TV?
Yeah, and then I think we should review it.
Okay. What's her name in it again? Mitchie? No, that's Camp Rock.
It's Katniss.
Oh, Katniss. Oh, Katniss. Right.
Where did that come from?
I don't even want to know. But.
I mean, we can get into the sizzles, but the truth is the news this week, there's not even Brit's tea.
There's literally nothing. Like, is just Jared on vacation?
Pop Crave said nothing today.
Yeah.
But I guess back to Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Like, I'll start it off. Speaking of Baby V, the Hallmark Channel, I have some exciting news.
Okay. Was this the casting news that I was waiting for?
They just dropped their second sneak peek of what's ahead for their Christmas in July programming.
Whoa.
Which includes a new film titled Campfire Christmas, starring our favorite guy, Corbin Blue.
Wow. I'm really just, like, loving this new, like, Christmas market for him.
Yeah, it's a Corbin renaissance.
Is he going to tap dance in it again?
So, okay, he must have, like, really made an impression as Barrett Brewster.
He did!
Yeah, in a Christmas dance reunion, mm-hmm. I believe.
With Monique Coleman.
Yes, unfortunately, Monique won't be in this one. Okay. Instead, his partner will be NCIS Hawaii star Tori Anderson, which places them at a summer camp setting, speaking of Camp Rock.
Wow.
And they'll be celebrating all things Christmas, clearly, but in July.
Wait. Okay, I have a question. So, like, does this come out? No, I think it comes out in July, but they're going to camp in Christmas time?
It's called Campfire Christmas.
So who goes to camp during Christmas time? Like, unless you're, I guess, in California, like, what, are you trying to get frostbite?
I genuinely have no other details, but I know that it's called Hallmark's Christmas in July programming.
Right, so they're putting out Christmas movies in July.
That is so weird.
So weird. But, like, I'm not that mad.
Also, something I'm not mad about is that Zac Efron is currently starring in Stephen King's book-to-movie film called Firestarter, which is, like, a remake.
I had no idea about this.
Well, he plays a dad, which people are, like, up in arms
about.
Oh, my
God, yes, I did hear about that. That's crazy, but also makes complete sense because, like, I guess he is the age of a dad now.
Yeah, like a young
a young hot dad with some plastic surgery.
You guys, it's not looking great.
No.
But he did a lot of, what's it called?
Press,
clearly. And he finally said that he'd be down to do a High School Musical reboot. And do we believe him? Because he's been so against it.
I believe him. And, like, if this is why Vanessa Hudgens is hosting everything right now to, like, get back the attention on, like, her and High School Musical, like, I literally just got the chills thinking about it.
Just thinking about it.
But what would they even do?
I don't know. Like, they could even go
to camp?
To summer camp during Christmas. Like, we can move on, but, like, it always just comes back to Disney Channel.
And camp. And let me, ow, I just hit my knee on the microphone. And back to, like, the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
The fashion.
Yeah. I just have to do, like, an honorable but not honorable mention to, like, how terrible the fashion was that evening. Like, what is happening? What are people wearing? Who is deciding this, and why is this okay?
I was closing my eyes.
I don't understand what's going on, and I don't think I have any other comment. I didn't even watch. Mm-mm. So, like, maybe I'm not right to speak on it.
I think the people who get the awards are, like, the ones who are able to show up.
Totally.
At this point.
Totally.
I'd rather just get slimed.
Let's be real.
It comes down to the KCAs.
The Kids' Choice Awards?
Yeah.
Love. Okay, moving on. We haven't talked. We haven't talked about pop culture sensation Bella Thorne in a while on the podcast.
I miss her.
I do too. I think she's definitely been, like, going through some life changes, like maybe getting herself in, like, a better place. But I don't know if she's been working necessarily on acting, but she has been, we know, killing it on OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, she used to be on my radar. Right now she's off my
radar. Yeah, she's used to be working all the time.
Yeah.
Never forget Famous in Love, one of our favorite TV shows.
Pioneering that show.
Yeah, fabulous work. Anyway, Bella Thorne and her now ex-fiancé, Benjamin Mascolo, have called it quits more than a year after officially announcing their engagement in March 2021. Thorne and Mascolo have split, a source close to the couple confirms to People. A source tells People their conflicting schedules led to a lot of time apart that eventually resulted in the breakup, but the two have parted ways amicably.
He does, like, mostly live in Italy.
Yeah. He's like an Italian pop star, right? Yes. Or, like, something.
It's reversed Lizzie McGuire movie. Actually, no, it's not. It is Lizzie McGuire movie. I'm sorry.
He is Paolo and she is Lizzie.
Yeah. So I understand if that could be one of the reasons, but also was she, like, triggered by Maud Sun's new engagement?
She could have been.
Maybe. That was, like, her last fling, actually. Yeah. Love. They actually got married in her house.
Was it real though?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember that. But anyway, you know, always sad to see a couple call it quits because it did seem like they were actually very, very happy and in love.
Yeah, I did like them as a couple.
Me too.
Even though they weren't on my radar.
And even though he is in Italy and she is here.
I cannot.
I think they had to spend a lot of time apart during the pandemic because he was in Italy at the beginning of it and, like, couldn't get here.
They also, like, were in a movie together.
Right.
We should watch that.
Totally.
Okay. You know the news is bad this week when I have to tell you guys that Channing Tatum has come out with another children's book titled...
What?
The one and only Sparkella makes a plan. Because, wait, I did, like, more research after reading this headline, and this is actually the second one in the picture book series.
Wait. I don't even know what to say. Channing Tatum has a picture book series?
Yes. So the first book came out last year, New York Times bestseller. It's called The One and Only Sparkella. And it's an ode to, like, the love between a father and daughter, aka his daughter Everly, that he shares with ex-wife
Jenna.
Dewan.
Dewan?
Isn't it Dewan? Dewan?
I always said Dewan.
It's not that.
Jenna Dewan Tatum?
No. Oh.
Because she was doing Tatum.
Oh, sorry.
I literally, whenever I would read her name, I would read it as doing, but I think you're right.
Regardless, he just came out with the second one in the series. It's very big with the kids.
Is it really, though?
Yes, because I did even more digging. And, okay, well, this new book was inspired when him and his daughter built a birdhouse together. And it doesn't stop there, because now it's becoming a live-action movie set at MGM that that Channing Tatum will star in.
I don't really, like, I think it's so sweet that he's, like, doing this. Like, but I just don't think it's, like, the right path for him to be in, like, a children's novel turned movie.
There's quote unquote no word on who will play
the daughter.
His character's daughter, which is a little girl who loves all things glitter.
I mean, like, that has your name written all over it. You do look younger than you are. I don't know. Maybe you should audition.
Like, I just had to share the news because I had no idea he did, like, a signing at the Grove this last week.
Where were we?
I know. Oh. Also, like, book signings at the Grove were so big growing
totally.
Up.
Totally. Also, did you see that Pete Davidson and I think it was Saint were shopping at the Grove together?
And they ate at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. That is crazy.
The wait at the Cheesecake Factory at the Grove is always so long.
I don't even go to that Cheesecake Factory. First of all, it's only upstairs, and that freaks me out.
It, like, looks over the movie theater.
Well, you have to, like, go up an escalator to get there, and I think that's crazy. And then they tell you the wait is, like, 3 hours, yeah. And then you have to go back down, and then you just, like, are waiting in abyss. I don't know.
It's been there for so long.
I know. Also, the Wood Ranch closed at the Grove.
And?
The American Girl store. Why even go to the Grove anymore? Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of crazy. I'm kind of boycotting a little bit right now.
Same.
Also, last news regarding Chatham. I think we should call him that.
Chatham.
Now.
Yeah.
I think we should call
I
him
kind
that.
Of love that.
Regarding Chatham, him and Zoe Kravitz are, I think, still together, and I love to see it.
Yeah,
step up
you
tall.
Know, you know what? Like, I love a celebrity that's, like, as known as Channing. To just, he really does, like, stay under the, like, spotlight and the radar and, like, just keep to himself, you know?
Like, I didn't know that he had a New York Times bestselling picture book series and a movie on the way.
No, but, like, he's just, like, trying to live his life. And I'm here for that for him.
And he's Magic Mike.
And
Sarkella's father.
Correct. Okay.
Can we
move on? Moving on, because this story had me laughing, crying, confused. So Disney apologizes after an employee ruins a marriage proposal at Disneyland Paris.
I have no words. I need more info.
So a man had been planning for months to pop the question at Disneyland Paris, but the employee instead snatched the ring and ushered the couple off a stage. So this guy, like, there, you know, Disneyland has, like, little, or I guess this is Disneyland Paris, whatever, but they have, like, stages set up for, like, I don't know, characters to be on or for, like, a show in, like, later on in the day. And it's like this stage was right in front of the big castle.
This wasn't a place where anyone could take photos.
No, it was, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, so they, like, went on this stage. Some sources say that the guy did ask another employee if he could do it and got permission before he did it, because the backdrop of it was just so perfect mm-hmm. for their engagement, you know, with the castle and everything. And literally, as he removed the engagement ring from his pocket, the employee darted onto the stage, literally snatched the ring out of his hand and directed the couple down the stairs. And he suggested that they could continue their proposal, like, down off the stage. Like, the nerve.
When I saw that video,
if you have not seen this video, I mean, it's, like, literally everywhere online. It's, like, blowing up on TikTok. I know it's all over, like, Reddit as well. I mean, you can find it. It is crazy.
It's so humiliating.
So fast, yeah. It's humiliating. So in a statement issued by Disney headquarters in California, the company said it regretted how the situation had been handled. We have offered our sincere apologies to the couple concerned and we'll do everything we can to make this up to them. Like, what are they going to do?
Well, maybe they're giving them like a full on
Disney wedding.
All expense paid like honeymoon. Like that would be kind of legit. That's, and probably worth it if I'm being honest with how expensive Disneyland is.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. But like this guy couldn't have waited literally like 2 seconds longer for them to just finish. Like, you really are that much of a stickler for, like, the rules? Like, they weren't, like, committing a crime.
# stickler for the rules. Okay, well, as someone who got engaged at Disneyland, I literally always forget that I got engaged at Disneyland because I'm not, like, a Disney adult. Like, no. It just so happened I got engaged there, okay?
Yeah.
But it was, like, private at nighttime. I swear nobody saw.
Well, the thing is, like, isn't part of the reason why he proposed at Disneyland because you told him you didn't want to get engaged at Disneyland and so you weren't going to be expecting it at all?
Yeah, well, like, I knew. It was, like, I knew I loved Ryan for the first time when, like, we were at Disneyland.
I literally just got teary-eyed.
And he knew that, so that's why he did it. But also, I'll never...
That's sweet!
I'll never get over the fact that he left the ring in a locker all day.
I will never forgive him for that.
So I truly wonder if this man did that as well.
The ring would have been better off in the locker because that employee just snatched it out of his hands.
But it is interesting. Like, did he have, because obviously this was being filmed. So did he give the phone to someone random to document it?
Yeah, I don't know.
The whole thing is pretty shocking.
The whole thing is crazy. And I wonder if that employee got fired.
Oh my gosh. Definitely in
trouble. Like that, they can't show their face. Like, they're going to be known as like the dream ruiner.
No, I bet he didn't get fired. I bet he got demoted to like ER. Like in the suit.
Like, that's definitely a demotion because that costume probably A, smells, B, is really hot, and C, just seems like a miserable day to spend in an ER costume. You're so right.
I know I am.
And shockingly, like, Eeyore out of all characters. I don't know if it's, like, maybe... Does Eeyore have, like, really heavy, long ears?
Yes.
Like, the weight of those ears? Yeah, you know what? Good call.
Yeah, okay. this news... I woke up to this news. Quick John and Kate +8 update for any remaining stands out there. This is actually just like a John minus Kate and the 8 tidbit.
So it's John minus Kate minus 8.
Yes.
Okay.
First off, if you haven't kept up since the early days, John Gosselin, mm-hmm. I believe is his name, is now like a full-on DJ.
You must be kidding.
I am not. And instead of working on a book talking about his like TV show and divorce with Kate, he's instead putting all of that into like an album.
Like, is he singing?
I don't know, but rapping? That's what he says.
Oh, God.
And he actually survived, like, a really traumatic spider bite late last year.
Well, I don't know why we're laughing.
Like, I'm sorry.
Not funny.
But in more recent news...
It's just funny because, like, this is the news that we have to report.
John was on an episode of The Doctors to show off his new do, to which he underwent a hair transplant surgery as part of a larger mission to get back in shape and feel like the best version of himself. Because to quote, he says, I don't want I don't want tall people staring at my bald spot.
Okay.
LA-based plastic surgeon Dr. John Lake said John was perfect for this procedure because he does have male pattern baldness with bald.
The fact that we have to report on John Gosling's male pattern baldness because nobody else could give us anything this week is crazy. This, I don't even know what you're saying at this point.
Really? All I have to say, but it really just brings it back to She's the Man at the end of
the day. It really does. Because, and it also just brings it back to, like, the weird era of, like, television in the early to mid-2000s when there was, like, a lot of different types of, like, pregnancy shows. Yes. Like there was...
Oh,
Mom, there was John and Kate plus 8, there was like Octomom. There was a lot of that. It was like an interesting era. And then we sat right behind Kate and like two of the eight.
Yes.
Where were we?
At the Billboard Music Awards.
Yes.
No, and not like far. Like we were directly
behind
the Karen haircut.
100%.
It was crazy.
Crazy.
John and Kate.
Plus how did they get that show? Is it because like it was crazy that she had eight children? No, she had six at once and then two twins. That is some crazy gene pooling.
Oh, I mean, that's really like the news, but I do have like one last thing.
Is it about John Gosling's male pattern baldness?
I guess the only thing like worth mentioning for a closing convo this week is that I don't know if you saw, but what? It's making waves.
What?
Three new features are coming to messages in iOS 16 where you'll be able to edit sent messages, undo sending messages entirely, and mark read conversations as unread. What are your thoughts, Madeline?
The marking the combos like unread is so important to me. Like I am a notoriously horrendous texter. Like I just because sometimes throughout the day I'll like see a text and then I like won't be able to respond right away and then I'll forget or I'll just, you know, I don't know. I'm a bad texter. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing to the community. So it would be a nice reminder for me to have it marked unread.
I like that as well.
Literally love. I'm a little like I'm here for the other ones too. I'm just a little confused. So like if you send a text and it's already sent, like, what if the person sees it? Can you still unsend it?
Okay, so my first thought was how, this is my initial thought reading this. Like, it's not fair that, teenagers specifically can't accidentally send, like, a text to their crush and regret it. Because I had to experience that, and they need to as well.
Honestly, like, yeah, that's not fair at all. Or, like, if you accidentally text... like a friend, something about them that like you're shit talking them or
it's
something.
It's a life lesson that you need to learn.
Agreed. How are you going to learn anything anymore?
But anyways, wow. There, when you do this, there will be an edited note if you do so, which almost seems worse.
Agree. Oh, so it'll say like Mackie deleted this text.
Or Mackie edited this text. That seems worse to me.
Honestly, that's kind of like really like mean of Apple because that like... wow.
There's also, I didn't
read. Although I make a lot of typos, so it could be useful.
I didn't read too far into it, but there's limitations to it time-wise. Like, there's a time frame where you can edit it. Like, you can't go back, like, hours
later. Like, you can't, like, what if, like, you're in an argument with your spouse, like, a la Friends, like, in the episode where, like, they don't know, like, what time they said that they were going to the movies. Like, you could just edit the text to, like, manipulate the fight. But you can't do that.
One thing that you have to be worried about, I guess, is you're going to have to screenshot anything important regarding a conversation because of lawsuits or anything like that. So it kind of is an issue, but it is interesting. I don't know. I'm sure they thought a lot about it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
It seems like crazy that they're just doing this now.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, something's going to go wrong. I don't know. Something legal.
If you have your text messages where you can say that you've read the person's text message.
Something's wrong with you.
Why would you ever
Who keeps on read receipts? Raise your hand.
Nothing. Like, that would stress me out so much.
I just, like, don't understand, like, the point.
I had, like, a really mean boss when I interned somewhere, and she had her read receipts on, and literally I would, like, text her when I was running errands for her. I'd ask her questions and she would read them
and not answer. Respond.
And I'd be like, literally, like, how mean can you be?
Yeah. You have to be some kind of person to keep on your red receipts. And that is the moral of the story today. Also, so does that mean they're coming out with a new phone as well? Or is this just a new, like, software that you have, an update?
You're going to have to ask someone related to Steve Jobs.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
As always, please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and please give us, five stars on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at The Sisless Podcast, on TikTok at The Sisless. Tell a friend or send us a message because we'd love to talk. Two last things. One, if you came to our closet sale this last weekend, thank you so much. We had so much fun.
The best time. What a success.
Two, we won't be having an episode next week, but I believe we'll be back Wednesday, June 22nd.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
As of now, who knows? If there's this kind of news Wednesday, June 22nd, then we might just be talking about John Gosling's male pattern baldness all month long.
And Chatham's new book.
Woo!
And with that, I'm Mackie.
And I'm Madeline.
And you've been listening to
The Sis List.